This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday he would not negotiate a delay to Brexit. This is after lawmakers backed a proposal to withhold approval for his agreement until former ratification legislation has passed. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
A special Saturday session of Britain's Parliament to consider Prime Minister Boris Johnson's renegotiated terms for leaving the European Union produced this.
The ayes to the right, 322. The noes to the left, 306.
But that vote was for an amendment postponing ratification until Parliament approves a plan for how Brexit will be carried out. Implementation legislation will now be considered Monday. One way or another, though, Johnson says there's no way he will negotiate another delay with the EU.
Further delay would be bad for this country, bad for our European Union, and bad for democracy.
To which Ian Blackford of the Scottish National Party responded,
"Well, Prime Minister, you'll find yourself in court."
I'm Ben Thomas.
Late Saturday, Johnson sent the EU an unsigned letter asking for a Brexit delay, but then sent a second signed letter that said asking for the delay was a mistake. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Saturday to crush the heads of Kurdish militants in northern Syria that they did not withdraw during the 120-hour period.
Olursa olur. Olmazsa,
saying if it works, it works. If it doesn't, the minute 120 hours expire, we will continue from where we left and keep crushing the heads of the terrorists. Meanwhile, an official in the Kurdish-led self-administration of northeastern Syria said that Turkey was not abiding by a U.S.-brokered ceasefire and continued shelling and airstrikes around an area that killed at least 17 people. This is VOA News. Hong Kong anti-government activists asking again for citizens to join them in anti-government protests March Sunday, even though they risk arrest for doing so. Hong Kong police declared the protest unlawful and a risk to public safety. Organizers held a prayer rally on Saturday night to call for international help for their cause as a semi-autonomous Chinese territory's political crisis extends into a fifth month. Protesters are trying to keep the pressure on the government to respond to their demands, including full democracy and an independent inquiry into alleged police brutality. At a rally in New York, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders speaks out about his presidential campaign. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
I am back.
The 78-year-old Democratic presidential candidate basked in the crowd of what he says was at least 20,000 supporters in Queensbridge Park.
I am more than ready to assume the office of President of the United States.
The rally marks Sanders' formal return to the campaign trail as he tries to give his stagnant bid for the White House an instant shot of energy. Among those introducing the Vermont senator was Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Bernie Sanders fought for us.
Who Sanders says will be on the campaign trail with him. Julie Walker, New York.
At least 15 people have died after a dam at a small Siberian gold mine collapsed and water flooded two workers' dormitories Saturday. Russian news reports quoted the emergencies ministry as saying seven people were also unaccounted for, while the regional health ministry said 16 people were injured. That collapse during heavy rain occurred around 6 a.m. local time, about 3,400 kilometers east of Moscow. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Saturday that he received a phone call from U.S. President Donald Trump to express solidarity over the events this week in the northern Mexican city of Culiacan, where the government backed off from an attempt to arrest a drug suspect in the face of extraordinary cartel violence. An attempt to arrest the son of convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in response to a U.S. request for extradition resulted in a deadly gunfight in the city of 800,000 people. Find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.